Again, ein liyela ish sheherich. I only know so far a person, an ish, a man, could be mechayiv himself the parsha of erichin. Dein ish ben ish, except upon himself either to pay how much he's worth, or either how much an ish is worth. But isha sheherich ish. I don't know if an isha puts upon himself the chiv to pay how much a man is worth. Or else isha sheherich isha. An isha puts upon herself how much another lady is worth. Meaning that she could put a chiv upon herself. Again, Talmud Lem, another drasha is nefashos. As mashma, any nefesh, even an ish also is in the parsha of erchin. We'll soon see how Kadash and all these things from the same words. First of all, it's the old shava, it's a similar drasha, and nefashos means all these things together. Yeah, Dov Rach, another pshat is, the pasuk says again the word nefashos. To say, the rabbi saw this was negated to us. We asked with Shalom before, how do we know to be marb, even a manuvel of nukashin? Now we're up to it. Again, another drasha, the pasuk says the words nefashos, so we say the rabbi, as it comes to include, a manuvel of nukashin. Because otherwise, Shiyach, rabbi thought like this, ne de bi'erkecho, the pasuk says. So, kol shiyesh nebedomin, it says mashma neder, you can make a neder in your erkecho. So neder, pasuk means to mechayv yourself to pay money, but there is a neder. So I would have thought like this, kol shiyesh nebedomin, yesh neberchin, it was in the parasha of domin, they have the parasha of erchin. But b'chol sheinu b'dom, somebody has no value to himself, like a manuvel or a mukashchin. Maybe ain't the erchin. Maybe there's no parsha of erchin upon him. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, no nefashos. Mashm any nefesh, even though the person's a manuvel, disgusting, or with leprosy, still he has the parsha of erchin. You go bless how old he is, and that's what the Torah says he's worth. That's a parsha of erchin, even by a manuvel mukashchin. Good, that's how we know to Marbin in the Mishnah, which says Hakol Nerchin, is even a manuvel of Mukashkin also has Erchin to them. Now the more Darshan, the pasuk says Vahoya Erkecha, says that Erich should be. Next to word Vahoya, so we say L'Rabbo is Tumtum V'Adrugnis L'Domin. To teach us that even though in Adrugnis, it's a Sophic Ish and a Tumtum, then not the Parsh of Erchin, but in the Parsh of Domin V'Yah, they can mechayv himself to pay Domin. Shiyachos, I would have thought to say, the pasuk says, Nede b'yerkecho. So the hekesh to Nede means dumb, you want to be mechayv yourself to pay the value, and erkecho is how much the Torah says you're worth. So I would have thought to say, make the hekesh here to say, that kol shiyash neberch, anybody that's in the parasha of erkechin, then yesh nebedomin. If he wants to, he can stop being mechayv himself, the Torah says Nede, the value of somebody. But the kol shein neberchin, like an androgynous, a sophagish is not in the parsha of erchin, because here it says zocha vaday, nekeva vaday. So I would have thought to say a sophag is ain't ever done, who had any kibbe mechayim to pay money either with a neder. Is Tam Lerman, that's the post that says no, vahoyo erkecho. It says vahoyo, that's a rebo like, that he could make erchin. So even though in the parsha of erchin he can't do it, but it's the main win of erchin, put the parsha for domim. They said that a sophagisha, could be mechayv himself money. Now the pasuk says erkecha hazocher, so it dash and says the word hazocher, which means zocher loy tumtum adrugnis, has to be a vaday zocher and not a suffix. Yochel, I would have thought to say loy hay berachish, we don't value him like a man, but maybe avyiyo b'yerach isha, maybe it's in the value how much an isha is worth. Talmud, the pasuk says no, v'hoyo erkecha hazocher v'im nekeva, he's zocher vaday. Nikeva vadois, and the is only he there parches erchin by a vadai zocher or a vadai nikeva. But v'loy tumtum v'adrugnis, a person that's a tumtum v'adrugnis, a sophagis, sophagisha, there's no parsh of erchin. But that was the pasuk before the Rebbe of Ahoyo, that even though he has no parsh of erchin, but the mice of a Torah neder, he could be mechayiv himself to pay the money that he could. He's not himself to pay, demei alai, how much he's worth. No, Mama, what we say before, let me start being Farish Dobraisa. We learned before it says, the Erkecho. It said it means, L'Rabbois Erech Stam. That somebody Stam says, I'm Ma'arech, I'm going to put a Chiv Erech upon me Stam. It doesn't say how much and who, just a Stam. So now the question is, my Erech Stam, or Sosum, what does it mean, Erech Sosum, or Shal Ha'igur Seah, Sosum or Stam? So most of the time it was like this, Ha'ima Erech Sosum. Somebody Stam says, I want to be Mechayv myself an Erech. Olai, that's how much I want to have to give to the base, to the Bedek Abayis. So how much does he have to give? So Lachar is, Noisen Kepocha Sheberchen. The least amount of Erchen is a girl, a young girl, she has to only give 3 three shloim, that's all. The kama pocha sheberchin, shloisha shkolim, that's three shkolim. That's the least amount of erchin there is three shkolim. Rashi says shloisha shkolim, the sibul in the keva, shloisha shkolim, the zel pocha sheberchin, that's the least amount of gift. So I'm asked the question, why? Why do you say when the guy says erich stam? He means the smallest amount. V'yema, why don't you say he means the largest amount? V'yema say, chamisha, maybe say he means the most, he means 50. So it says, the famous klal always, if you don't know what to do, large or small, is to fast, the merubah or to fast, and never chap, never grab the largest sum. Maybe we'll find out you're wrong. But to fast, the more to fast, if you chap, grab hold of the smallest sum, that's for sure you're right, you can't go wrong. There may be more included, but this much for sure is included. So you always have a doubt to take on more or smaller. We always take on smaller. For the Gemara is so, we aim a shekel. So don't say three, maybe even one shekel is enough to have to pay. There is an erech not even with one shekel, not even three. So Gemara says, no, who? That pasha of one shekel we had before was, that's talking about someone had a chiyah to pay more money for his erech, whatever it was, whether 50, 20, 30. But it comes out, the time he has to pay if he's poor, doesn't have any money. So the bezdin value is how much he's worth, and according to that he has to pay. So the chiddush is, let's say mommy doesn't have a penny to his name, still he can't give less than a shekel. He has to wait until he gets a shekel, and then he pays, that's the least that he could pay. That's only by his segiyad, but the person that could afford it, that's a question, how much of an erechin he's putting upon himself by saying erechin stam, so the smallest amount is three shekelim, that's how much he has to pay. Smur says, v'yela krol amli, and what are the posik for? The Khurub Shita like that then. We're saying it's a sro. What do you have to have the posik? That the erkecho tadash and erech stam. So Marin says, Omar Rav Nachman Rabba Vavua. Leima means to tell us, Sheina Nidim Besigyad. That I would have thought to say that maybe he is has a pash like his Sigyad. But since it's erech stam, maybe, no, I would like this. He says erech stam. So we're saying not true, he has to pay three. But I would have thought to say, let's say he's very poor and he can't afford to pay three. Maybe he could only pay one. So that's the Chiddush, know that he can't. And my time, what's the reason why not? The Chur, why should he be worse than any other Erchin? That even though you're mechayiv yourself to pay more, when it comes to the actual payment, if you can't afford it, there's a parsha of his segiyah, you only have to pay what you could afford. Sakim we say, less than three, he can't, he has to pay three. Samura says, my time, what's the reason? Kimeforish domi. It's like he spell it out clearly. But she said, the Chivon Diyam Erech Stam Alai, for your day he knows that that's the smallest Erech in his three, if he says, if he said upon himself, Harei Alai Gimel Shkolem Dinei, for Loi Dom Liyam Erech Yolai, it's not like Dermat Erech Alai, that's only Erech Alai, the Erech of the Torah. But here, when you said Erech Stam, it's like you're speaking out clearly, you're Mechai yourself to pay three Shkolem no matter what. So even though you're poor, you'll have to wait until you get three Shkolem, and it'll only be Yotzi Yechai when you pay the three Shkolem.
Yeah.
He could the army something like this. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Bavua, no? That Rav Nachman says the name of Omar Rav Bavua, that yes, that Nidim Vesig Yad, yes. That even though this person said Erechin Stam, which means he's mechayiv himself to pay three shkolim, at the time when he pays it, he can't afford it, he only has to pay what he could afford, even one. And this one says, Pshita, like, why not? Why is he any different than any other Erechin? So we're going to see if the Chiddush is, now the same I would have thought to say, can the first dome, here it's like it's worse, here it's like he said clearly, he has the chiyuv to give three, and he can't pay less than three. His kamash will know that's still called the din of erchin, and if he can't afford more than one, he only has to pay one. Dovrach, another pshat with Dashim 4 words, when it says, Berkecho, means erach kulay hu naisen, veinu naisen, erach demei avorim. He only has what? He has the chiyuv erchin upon your body. You can't just take how much your leg is worth. So we ask the question, how can you dash in this way for a frictal Erech Stam? We already used this pasuk Yerkecho to teach us that when you say Erech Stam, you mean three shkolim. So we ask the question, it's like two drushes. The Torah could have wrote the word Erech, and it says Erkecho, so you can dash in two things from this pasuk. Right, and then we explain that Yochlai would have thought to say, Shani Moitzi Dovash and Neshamat Luyaba. I'll take out something that neshama sluyibo. Is Talmud Leima no nefoshes? That if somebody says, Erchi, how much my head is worth, or Erchi, my heart, since that's what your nefesh is totally in, and the chanaim, that is chal v'chiv upon your whole body. So that's the pasuk of nefoshes. Here, Talmudim and nefoshes. Then we dash in nefoshes, also says, v'lo yasameis, not the person is dead, he has to be alive. So that's the question, how can you dash in this way? I have your fikta, will you do the word nefoshes to teach us that the dovash and the shamat luyaba is in the pash of erchin? So how do I know not to say, not a mace? Gemara says true. Vafita kori bay nefesh nefesh. Torah could just wrote the word nefesh. Now it says nefesh. So here both. Right. Then we darshan oitzias a mace. Only exclude a mace. There's no pasha berachin. But maybe below oitzias a grace, I'm not going to take out a graces. On this Talmud, the pasuk says vehemid veherach. It says no vehemid and veherach. That he has to be able to be standing up, and then there's a pasha berachin. For the Gemara Yochi, so mace nami, even a mace also. Typically, we on the derech. What about the dash the word nefoshes for this? A mace also can't stand up. So the parash of erechon is only someone that could stand up in front of the kohen. So I should know from this parash of the hemid that a mace it has no erechon and not a goses. So most of the time, it's like a true. You're right. And so the nefesh nefoshes lomli. What do I need the extra word like nefesh? Then the word nefoshes. What are the two drushes here? So Mer says, could the middle of the come on, like we're going to say, like we said it before already. So what the Baraita continued on and said, that Dovrach, another pshat was Nefoshes, it says, is only Yele Echot Sherech Echot. One person mechayv himself to pay one Erechin. Echot Sherech Meim, and then one person can mechayv himself to pay 100 Erechin. Talmud says, the word Nefoshes. Another Joshua was Dovrach, Nefoshes, it says, Mashmeh, a lot of Nefoshes. Is only Yele Ish Sherech Benish Benisha. Isha Sharicha Ish, Visha Sharicha Isha Minayin, Isha Sharicha Ish. How do we know of a lady though? Whether she takes upon himself to pray the Erechin of a man, or the Erechin of another Isha, how do we know she also is in the Pasha of Erechin? Tamlin has a drush of Nefosha, that she's also in the Pasha. So Rach, another Pshat Vidashin was Nefoshas, Lovi Menuva Lamukashkin, that even though he doesn't have any value to himself, still there's a Pasha of Erechin. So the question is, how do you know all these drushes from the word Nefoshas? I have a fikta la'anich. We already used the word nefoshes, the dash and the drushes before. So how could you keep on dashing more and more drushes from the same word nefoshes? So Mara says, no, the answer is, I'll tell you, hanich le'tzricha kro. But all the ones before do not need like a special drusha. I'll tell you why, ki shakalhu. They're all equal svaras. First is nefoshes, mashma, more than one, ish, v'isha, it's all the svaram. Abi, you're a nefesh, alive, this, that, they're all the same thing, as long as it's a nefesh. There's a pasha of erchin on it. So really all of them I know together from one word, nefoshes. So it still says two, nefesh and nefoshes. That's like another last rusher also. If kisukur, we don't need a real pasuk for, so one is for all those other drushes. They're all shaka, they're all equal. But the second one I need for is our drusha, lemanuva lemukashkinu disr. I need it for that drusha. But even though he has no domim on him, he has no value to himself, but still he is in the pasha of erchin. That's the chiddush of menubal umukashin. Yeah. The other Gemara says, so the pasuk says, "V'oy erkechot we dashim before is l'rabbi's tumtum v'yadrudnis l'domim." That a sofik is sofik ish, even though he's not in the pasuk of erchin, but he's mechayv himself to pay domim. Some, but it's like a neder to pay the domim. Now he's in the pasuk. The domim he has the chiddush. That's in the drasha of v'oy erkechot. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Gemara says, "Lomli kro." What do we in the pasuk for? Lo yeyela dimei dikla. Like, why is it worth when someone's mechayiv himself to pay the value of a tree, like the value of a sofik man, isha? So what? He still has value to him. Ilu amad dimei dikla milo yoyv. If someone would say, "I want to mechayiv himself to give the value of this tree to Hegdish," wouldn't he have a chid how much it's worth? It's the same thing. Pshit. If you say, "I want to give the value of this tumtim," pshit, you have to give it to Hegdish. So my Rav said, the Pshat is learning, comes to teach us here, Shenidim Bechvoidoi. The Chiddush here right now is that he has the Chiddush of Bechvoidoi going according to how value the part of his body is. Nidim Bechvoidoi means, as she says, Shenidim Bechvoidoi, Shenidim Kuloi Achareivu Rechod, Shekvoidoi toliboy. That means it aver shana shomat luyibo. Shemomar dimei roishulai. Somebody says, "I want to pay the value of my head." is noisim the mekur, he has to pay the value of his whole body. It means something like his nefesh is totally enough kvoidoi, he has to pay his whole body. That's the chiddush from the drasha over here. Because otherwise, sakut ayat chivin, I would have thought like this. Pasuk says, ned de biyekuch haksiv. So what does that to say? Kol sheyesh neberchin, some it's in the parasha berchin, need the mechvoide, then we go after his roishoi. But the kol shey neberchin, some it's not in the parasha berchin, like this tumtum viadrugnis, then not in the parasha berchin, so maybe ain't a need the mechvoide, if a tumtum viadrugnis does upon himself, or somebody else does upon him, he wants to mechayev his value, just how much his head is worth. So maybe you only go boss how much his head is worth, not boss for his whole body. Is kamashulon yes, that even a tumtum and a drugness, somebody says, I want to mechayev himself how much his head is worth, since his whole life is totally in the head, you have to pay how much his whole body is worth. That's the chiddush. Omalei Abaye says back, Udulaisa biyechon true, what he's saying, so much now the parashah of Erechim, midin the bechvoid is a taka true, that if he says he's mechayev just to pay the head, he has to pay the whole body, the whole value of the whole body, like he's saying by tumtum and a drugness. Even though they're not in the parasha of Erechim, to in this parasha of Bechvoid is true what you're saying, for a tiny belong like this, Roish Evet is the Hegdish. Somebody says, the head of my Evet, I want to make Hegdish. Is who the Hegdish shoot from by? So it doesn't automatically make the whole Evet Hegdish. The owner is still a shutif. You see, only half becomes Hegdish, not the whole body. Somebody says, Roish Evet Mochlecha, I'm selling you the head of my Evet. So Mishamnim B'neim, we divide that between both, and the both shutifs are on it. You see, not like this, we don't say, when you want to be matish the head, since that's the kvoidoi, the whole body is chal. No, only what you said. And the same thing, somebody says, Roish chamoz hegdish, the head of my donkey should be hegdish. Also, who the hegdish should from? Boy, you should, because you and hegdish. Roish chamoz, matla, I want to sell it to you, the head of my chamor, misham nebenim, we value how much it's worth, and divide it between both of us. Roish por matla, I want to sell you the head of my cow, is my mocha la roisha. Here we only sold mamas just the head of the cow, that's all. Shelpor, that's all. For lo yoid, not only this, ela basunsi why the head of the cow is different, ela afilu roish por hegdish. If somebody is makdish, the head of the cow, ain't hegdish on a roisha. The hegdish only has the head and not mua. Like this, Talmud, when you say the head to be hegdish, it's chal b'shutfis. Half is yours, half is hegdish. So, but with the cow, Rashi explains, basunsi, if Yomar report, Rup explains, to your mizdavin reish the tour of bay mitzvacha, because people sell the head of a cow, a kosher animal. People sell just the head. So therefore, when you mark the head, you mean only the head. And if you sell that, you only mean the head. But v'chamor upnia, Hashem came. These other things you don't sell the head. So when you mark the head, you mean half of the animal. You mean. V'kovar, and the question is v'chamor upora. There's chamor and pora. There's nine b'dinam the pasha berachin. Then, but there's no din erchin on a por and a chamor, and we need the mechvoid. You see, you don't go boss the chvoid, don't go boss the head. If someone is makdish the head, we don't say automatically the head is chal upon the whole behema. You don't go boss the chvoid. So Mara says that a good raya. Let time according to your reasoning. Tiksha lechor evid. You got a kashan evid itself. The isa berchin an evid kanani isn't a pasha berchin. You have to refer the bar was mar ben evid, and still it says if you need the mechvoid, you don't go boss to his head. So what's the stira? Hello, what do you have to answer? Lakasha. I'll tell you, ho bekotcha mizbeach, ho bekotcha bedekabayis. One is talking about hegdish to give the money to, for the mizbeach, for kabonis. One is talking about bedekabayis. So Rashi says, hello, Lakasha. Ha'brais to the kotcha mizbeach, the yomer reish chamor yevet zelot dmei oilom, and in the mechvoidoi. The chiksiv nefoshes got the erkechin, ksiv the kotcha bedekabayis. When do we have the posik by Erechin, you go bosik voidoin, if you makdish the head, the whole thing is chal? That's when you're giving the money to the bedek abayis. But over here, this last bright that it says it's not chal, the whole thing, just the shutvis, that's when you want to give the value for kotcha mizbeach, for kabonis. So therefore, there we don't bash in bechvoidoi. Now the Gemara says, for what do you answer me? But maya kimto, the kotcha mizbeach, this last bright that it says that when you makdish the head of the chamor, you beshutvis with hegdish. So what are we talking about now? We amakdish it, that the money of it should go to the Mizbeach for Kabonis. Yes, so the Gemara says, I even say, what does the Sefer say? It says, V'lo yoid, ela afilu oma, roish poros ha-hegdish. The head of this cow should be hegdish, only hegdish ala roisha. The hegdish only has the head of the cow, that's all. So the question is why? If we're talking about a hegdish Mizbeach over here, so who a poro is an animal that can be chal kedusha on itself. So the question is, tifsha kedusha b'kula. Those things should become a korban. Since it's fit to be a korban, those things should be chal. Like mino tana dimu nala, as we learned. However, somebody says, ragna shozu oila, I just want the feet of this animal to become a korban oila. So Yochai would have thought to say, take kulelu, those things is chal a korban oila on it. Tam lemna, the pasuk says, kol ha-shayitim emenu Hashem yiyo kodesh. Is mimenu kodesh, v'lo kulu kodesh. Only what you want to give is kodesh, not the whole thing. So only the leg is chal kedushin, you have to sell it, and the money you give over to buy kabonis. But Yochai would have thought to say, Tate to the chulim, maybe the whole animal goes out the chulim, tam lemna, no yiyo, be of yosin tay. It has kedushin on it. So what do we do? Okay, said, Tim kol ha-tzorcha yonis, you have to sell it for the purpose of this korban. Like it has kedusha, its leg has kedusha. So you have to sell for somebody who wants to buy a korban oila. And the rest of the money goes out to chulin, just the value of that eiver is chal kedusha. Divrei, that's the words of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, they say no. Minan, how do we know the Yisrael is that Loima, somebody says, ragla shezu oila, the foot of this korban should be, of this animal should be korban oila. How do we know to say shekul oila? The whole thing is chal kedusha, so I really want it. Talmud Pesach says, kol ha-shayita mimenu Hashem yekodesh. Is l'rabbis as kula. That is pashit. The kedusha automatically is chal upon the whole b'neima. So, you know, dov Hashem is shomet tluyibo. That's only this machlokes is where the neshama is not tluyibo. It's set upon the regal. Abba, we're talking about the head though. For dov Hashem is shomet tluyibo, kitcha kula. Everybody holds the kedusha chal upon the whole animal. Now, could you tell me you're talking about Makotchim Mizbech over here? You're talking about Makotchim Mizbech. If you say by the Torah, the head should be Hegdish, that's Neshama Kluyiba, can't live without the head, then everybody should agree the whole thing should become Kodesh. Selam Alakur can't be talking about Makotchim Mizbech. So we're saying, no, Lakasha. Oh, Budushas Aguf, oh, Budushas Domin. When do we say it's Nispashit? If you made a Kedushas Aguf, if you only want to make a Kedushas Domin, then it's not Nispashit. But says, no, for Mahu Diyama, Mark this Zohar, though even if you mark this Zohar just for its value, Kodesh Kedusha Gruchal, Kedusha Gruch on it. You see, also, even Kedusha's Domim, Mika the Nachta, Kedusha's Domim, is Kedusha's Chal, Kedusha's Gruch also. Lekasha, for the Yaktish Kulu, or the Yaktish Chadever. Chadever Nami, Ibas Hosu Ishala, the Ibolon Rabba. Yeah. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll do this test again. We'll start over again tomorrow night, testing. Yeah, so you're holding the Achei Yamar Aleph, you're in the middle of the Shiloh again, somebody's against us, the cop again, so.